Exercise 1 and 2. One day, as I slowly walked down a beautiful road beside Cultus Lake, I noticed a little turtle trying to cross it. Worried that a passing car would run the turtle over, I carefully picked it up and returned it to the water's edge. Smiling at my good deed, I stood up. Behind me at the lake's edge, there was an elderly Indian woman standing quietly. I looked around, but there was no one else at the lake. She must have come to speak to me. I waited respectfully for her to speak. Finally, she did, asking me why I had taken the turtle from the road and put it by the lake. I responded proudly, "Well, that is where the turtle should be." She smiled and shook her head slowly. Speaking softly, she said, "Do you know how long it took for that little turtle to make its way up to the road?" And then it came to me, the way in which I had moved the turtle. I realized that often in life, I am not just content to lead my own life, but I also try to arrange people where I think they should be. Without respecting others' rights to travel at their own speed on their own routes to their destination, I interfere. Not only is it a drag on me emotionally, but it also prevents them from learning their own lessons in life. The Indian woman's question let me know that I should not interfere with my Earth brothers and sisters' journeys.